The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is on. Save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select city purchases. And enjoy 0% interest financing and free white glove delivery and setup only at Sleep Outfitters.
And Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along. It's Breakfast Roll. Do you have a little sing to yourself along there?
I am, yeah. I have a little singing song.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Stop getting up my business.
I'm singing a baby. Where the hell is my refund?
Is that something that you're teasing us with?
Something I'm teasing you with, yeah. It's a song I'm working on for Blue Monday.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Look forward to that on Monday, which is Blue Monday.
Blue Monday. There's a dress I'm trying to return, but I've had it for like 2 months, so I don't think I'll be able to get a refund even though I haven't worn it and tags are still on it.
I don't know.
Out of time.
Yeah.
And I really need the money.
Has the dog been near it?
No. Kept it away from the dog.
All right. You might be in luck. We were talking this morning about a new dating app and it really got the attention of everybody. It's called Courted. Have a listen.
Good news for anybody who's on the dating scene who's looking to maybe like change the way they are looking for love. If the apps aren't working and if creeping people out in the gym isn't working, Donald. or if just like going and meeting people and maybe trying to get hooked up or first dates, this, that, and the other. If it's not working for you, there is now a app that is trending on TikTok, which could be the app for you, especially if you've a certain type of person that you're looking for in your life. This single mom has created this app. It is called Courted.
Courted?
Yeah. So
very old school.
Very old school. So it's like, you know, you might have heard your nan say, oh, when your grandfather courted me.
Yeah, courting.
He did what, you know? have a listen to this mum describe the app, and I'd love your reaction on this. All right, Suna?
Mm-hmm.
Or an 087 1102 107.
After I said I would require a deposit to take me on a date to cover my date preparation costs, I'm now working with an app developer to make this a reality. This is actually happening. We are building the app. I'm not even exaggerating when I tell you this is the best damn dating app you have ever seen, because there is a clear difference here where the woman can set the deposit rate and the man can pay for her date preparation costs.
So you heard that right. You set a cost of how much it's going to cost you to get ready in preparation for the date.
So as a woman, you're going to walk into the date already so happy, and that's going to lead to a better date and a better connection, and that gives the man a better chance of succeeding in courting you.
So,
oh my God, make her stop, like, immediately.
So, just say you've gone on this app and you've found somebody who's willing to pay whatever it costs for you to get your hair done, your nails done, your tan done, your makeup done, new outfit, new shoes, getting ready for this whole date. You are happy to know that there's somebody willing to pay for you to go into that and has the money to do that, is willing to be as shallow as that.
No, you're looking at this completely the wrong way. Firstly, right? Yeah. I'm sorry now, Mrs. Sorry, Bridie. You're painful. Like, I couldn't list. She goes up at the end of every sentence. And, seriously? Okay? That's ridiculous. It's the worst idea ever. It's going in, okay, pay for me to get my makeup done.
Yeah.
Then I'll show up and the fella's like, ah, no, Bridie, I paid for your makeup, do you know?
you're not wearing the tones I like to go with, to be honest with you. I like I'm more of a blue eyeshadow type of guy.
Yeah, come on. where's my kiss? Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. So I paid for your where's me kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's the really, really bad idea.
Well, she thinks it's the best idea ever. In fact, she says this at the end.
Let's make dating fun again.
Okay, Donald.
Turn up. Nice little number. Have your we're telling you about this app, this dating app that this lady is trending on TikTok about. It's called Courting.
After I said I would require a deposit to take me on a date to cover my date preparation costs, I'm now working with an app developer to make this a reality.
So an app called Courting, where you basically find somebody and then you pay, you put a deposit down essentially to pay to go on the date with this person.
It's not a cattle mart, like, that's what she's making it out to be.
Well, she feels that maybe that it's like, I'm putting in the effort for you, so maybe you should pay for it. Massive reaction this morning on 087 1102 107.
Is that app called Courting or Escorting? Because
we're basically being paid to go on dates.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Word.
Yeah.
I want a sugar daddy. I want him to pay for everything before I even know the guy. It's totally awesome. Oh my God, I hope he really likes iRadio. How could it be any worse? The guy just said, we're going to make it.
She reminds me of one person. It's so great.
So great.
Yeah.
Way to go, Ricky. Robbie.
I don't know.
Go on.
Why she is talking like this. Maybe this is why she is single.
Go on, Robbie. There you go.
Yeah, I feel bad for Slater now, but the accent is just, it's like OTT.
Her accent?
Really?
I think she's really nice.
God, awesome.
Yeah. Guess what?
What?
I just did.
What?
So we are going to launch this city by city, and if you want early access,
yes, please.
Click the link in my bio and sign up. Let's make dating fun again.
Booyah. Let
me lift you up. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Before we go into our survey, says we have to applaud Una. Absolutely amazing. You came in here, you had your eggs and your purple snacks, multiple purple snacks.
Yeah.
And then you arrived with this kind of like a Pyrex dish with a lid on it.
Yeah.
And you had a little egg muffin broccoli.
My broccoli
treats.
Bites.
Yeah.
Yeah, very proud of myself. I cooked it yesterday and they are so delicious and so healthy. Do you want the recipe?
No, it's fine. You just
boil the broccoli, smash it down, dush, 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 dush. Put it into like the...
What's the smashing noise again?
Dush, 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 dush.
Very
dush,
good, yeah.
And put it into a bun tray and then put a spray bit of oil on, a bit of salt and pepper, and put whisked eggs on top and then put some tomatoes, peppers, and you top it with mozzarella. Bang it in the oven. 20 minutes. Delish.
Well done.
Yeah.
You're a new you.
A new year, new... I'm just trying to get, vegetables into me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shock to the system.
And sure, look, the only way to get vegetables in you is coat them in oil, salt, and cheese.
And eggs.
And eggs.
It's like a little quiche. Delish.
It is like a little quiche. Yeah. All right, here's our survey says from this morning. It was good fun. Donald, what's our survey asking us to answer this morning?
Survey today. A new study has found that only 23% of people have this in their homes. What is that?
Ooh. 23.
Yeah, so just under a quarter of people have this in their homes.
Yeah. I reckon like a calendar on the wall, just so you can mark down and see who's doing what on what day.
That's a good shout.
Una's rolling her eyes here, you know, the most organised person on the planet. You know?
Yeah, because everyone's got it on the phone now.
A family planner, and everybody's got their name above each day, you know.
And what job they're doing.
Yeah. Who's got an appointment? Who's got something on? Who's got football on?
Oh, yeah. No, seriously, that's great. I admire your organisation skills. I just don't have any. And it's a little bit nerdy for my liking.
Not nerdy.
It is nerdy.
Really?
Yeah, really.
All right, okay. Yeah,
and you've got a big blackboard as well in your house.
Yeah, we do have a big blackboard in the house.
What you write in the blackboard?
Oh, if stuff is running out in the cupboards of the fridge, you just write it up saying...
No, I went to your house and it says live, laugh, love.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
It doesn't. I took a picture.
If you want to start making up things, Una, I could just start telling the truth that why you need a calendar.
What? Why do I need a calendar?
I know.
Don't tell me.
You might know where the football is to turn up to.
And where it's on.
Yeah, don't try and play me at your wicked game.
Yeah. It's not a calendar.
It should be a calendar.
Live, laugh, love. Is it a live, laugh, love site?
It's not that.
Okay, is it an oil burner?
Oh, an oil burner.
An oil burner.
That's a good shout.
For essential oils.
Oh, yeah. You mean one of them ones?
Yeah.
No, it's not that. No,
it's a great guess.
Yeah, I have one.
Nobody's surprised.
Yeah,
I'd say it's in the same drawer that you've got your incense sticks.
I don't have my incense. I don't have incense.
Do you not have incense sticks?
No, I have my oil burner.
There's a bang of incense sticks off you. There really is.
There's a bag of blackboard off you with live, laugh, love.
That doesn't make sense. You failed on that one.
No, it's not your
live, laugh, love. I'll live, laugh, love. All right, 087-1102-107. A survey says the question is...
Only 23% of people have this in their homes. What is it?
All right, get your guesses in. Do it fast. Donald, what is the question we're asking on our survey says this morning?
Study has found that only 23% of people have this in their homes. What is this?
Guess is on 087-1102-107.
Is it having a gaming PC in the house?
Oh, a gaming PC. Ooh, cool good call. Chat.
Yeah. Yeah, gaming PCs are huge now and lots of people are on the PCs. It's not the answer, no.
No. All right.
Good morning. It's Nicole here from Donegal. I was just wondering if the answer would be an Alexa.
Oh, I think it's higher than that now, isn't it?
I definitely think it's higher than that.
I don't have an Alexa.
Nobody's surprised.
Huh?
What?
No, I need to get one.
Why?
Handy.
For what?
Asking questions.
To remind you to do things.
Yeah.
Start out basic. Just get a wall calendar in it. Oh, this is going to be a thing now.
Don't start now. So I've had it with the frost shields.
Well, yeah, but
I'm not getting a wall calendar. It's not happening.
Did you need a frost shield this morning?
Potentially.
Huh?
Maybe.
Go on.
Okay. I could have done with one this morning, but I didn't have one. But it was fine. I was fine. I was only a small bit late for work.
Today's survey, I think you said 23%. Is it the deposit for the courting app?
Oh. Okay, we were talking about an app that somebody wants deposits to get themselves ready and the date to pay for it.
Shocking.
It's not that, is
it's
it?
It's not that. No.
Okay,
all right. Ricky here in Sligo.
Ricky in Sligo!
A landline phone.
Oh, landline phone. That's a great guess.
Yeah, that is.
Or a bidet.
A bidet.
A bidet. I've only ever been to one home with a bidet. Long time ago now. You're saving up for one, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Next to your live, laugh, love side in your bathroom.
Yeah. Because our bathroom's in our kitchen, because that's where you said the live, laugh,
oh, you
love
know,
side.
You have them scattered all over the house to remind
yourself.
We do,
yourself, actually, yeah.
Live,
yeah.
Laugh, love.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's a bit like the sign when you leave your house, please wipe your feet before you walk it out. All right. We need the actual
it's
answer.
It's not a BJ or any of those. The answer is 23% of people have a safe in the home to keep all the valuables in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people don't have safes anymore,
I have none
really.
To put in the safe.
This is true.
Yeah.
We put our live, laugh, love signs away. At night time, just to be safe, just in case some weirdo comes in and, you know, it's like you can buy them in any next, like, you know.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Well, good fun chatting to Donna from Port Leash this morning.
What an absolute legend.
Yeah, and you thought you were a busy mum.
Yeah. Four boys.
Four of them.
And Irish triplets.
Wow.
Wow.
What a champion. Mm. How'd she get on this morning? Did she win?
Rhyme it, just a little bit. No, all of it.
Rhyme it is going to be pretty lit today because we need to beat nine. There's nine the score that we need to beat.
Yeah.
Looking to beat that score this morning. Let's go to Port Leash. Donna, good morning.
Hi, Donna.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
You are... So, Una always says that she's a busy mum of twins.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But you've done
hold my cup of tea, says you, because you're a busy mum of four boys and two of them are twins as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I've Irish triplets.
Irish
triplets.
Okay, go on. So your twins
The twins are nine and Cooper is eight, the youngest.
I'm sorry, you called your child Cooper?
I did call
this is amazing.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's after you, Cooper. It's after you.
Oh, don't. He'll believe that now. His head will be out the door. It'll be that swell.
It's true.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it's true.
Yeah.
So are you like, you know, triple jobbing? You're a mum, you're a taxi driver, and you're a referee, Donna.
Absolutely. The boys kill each other.
Oh my God, I can't imagine because my two, they kill each other, tear the heads off each other. But
what
like,
kind of moves are they doing? Like headlocks, like burns on the arms and like...
I don't think we've gotten that far. Yes.
Okay. Give
just poking each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fighting over toys.
And fighting over, yeah, games and everything else, yeah.
Oh. Do you
very
ever,
competitive house.
Do you ever have the ones like, why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah. Don't look at me. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? He's looking at me weird. I'm like, what does it matter? They look weird. Just look at each other. Yeah. They're all weirdos anyway. You'll grow out funny. Of it eventually. Right, okay. So, Rhymus, you play along in the morning and the kids said that you should play this, Mum, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Every morning I'm like, yeah, but it's a difference being on the actual radio and sitting in your car and doing it. Like, it's
this
totally different.
Very true. Well, Larry did an amazing job on Tuesday. He got a score of 9. So
amazing.
Donna from Portlaoise, we're rooting for you and we're rooting for Larry as well. Score of 9 to beat. The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
White. W-H-I-T-E. White, the colour.
Oh, white. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Donna, your 30 seconds start now.
The length of something from top to bottom is its what?
Height.
If you sneak up on someone, you'll give them a what?
Right.
Lancelot was a what of the round table.
Night.
If someone leaves their full beam on, it's far too what?
Right.
It's no longer the fashion to wear these jeans anymore.
Oh, gosh. Pass.
You can sail away from Ireland, but it's quicker to get a what?
Right.
I take a notebook into lectures with me to what points down?
I don't know.
Oh, the panic on that one about the... what was the one that you panicked on there?
It's no longer the fashion to wear these type of jeans anymore.
Oh, tight.
Yeah.
Tight.
Do you hear that, like Donald.
Ah, poor Donal.
I know he loves. No, he rocks it. Like he, yeah. Yeah, you know, he really believes in his tight jeans. Don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I can see him wearing leather pants. Do you ever wear leather pants, Donal?
Oh God,
no, I don't.
Brown shoes. You should try.
You should try.
Good look
pants.
For you.
No, you look well in them, Cooper.
No, I don't. Oh no, I do. But.
I just can't get the image out of my head of Cooper picking his nose in the taxi.
Did you see the video, Donna?
I did see the video, yes.
At This Is I Radio, I warned people, trigger warning, if they're eating their breakfast, that he...
Yeah, so...
Hey,
sorry,
my God.
I literally pressed the button by mistake.
Oh, right, yeah, right. I warned people that he did something disgusting, as my twins would say, so disgusting. Yeah.
Dirty.
And then when he was doing the wet willy, he tried to give the taxi driver a wet willy. Can you believe he did that? Shocking. And then, unbelievable. What kind of person are you? You go around trying to give people wet willies.
So, if you're wondering what we're talking about, it's where I have to do pranks under the instructions of Una, and the rule is that I have to do everything she tells me to do, and that includes putting my finger in my mouth and asking the taxi driver, "Can I give him a wet willy?"
Yeah,
and picking your nose and flicking it in the
and
taxi.
Scratching your heart.
And scratching your arse.
Oh, that was the other video in the chemist,
in the pharmacy, when he was talking about his piles.
That was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
it was brilliant.
Yeah. He still has the gout in his toe.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, stop.
So you all need Jesus in your life. Donna, thank you so much for coming on. You're a great fun and love to the family, especially Cooper, the legend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Donna.
Bye-bye. That means that Larry is our winner today. So Larry wins. Oh, my God. Oh my God! What does Larry win today? I have the goodie bag here.
Oh, what's in there? What was in my drawers?
Where did you find the iRadio water bottle? I thought we were
There's
gone.
There's not many left.
There's not. Yeah. This. Hang on. I bet you it smells of. Yeah, orange juice. So it's somebody's. He's took this from somebody's.
Oh my God!
Good on you, Donald. Good on you, Donald. Or maybe Una took it from somebody's desk.
I did.
Ooh, these are very nice. These are the iRadio tote bags. They're very nice.
They're class, yeah.
Very cool. I don't know where you found that.
No, I don't want to give that away. I have to rob another one. Go on.
The pop socket for the phone, the iRadio pop socket, and the iRadio trolley token keyring.
And there's purple snacks I have outside as well.
They've been pilfering. Oh, look, it's a pen, an iRadio pen.
I never have a pen. No wonder I don't have a pen. Don't look at me like that.
Honestly, if you want to know where the pens are in Una's life, just listen to our podcast, Breakfast Rolled. All is explained there on pretty much every episode.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There is evidence, video evidence, up now at This Is I Radio on our socials, on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, the whole lot. It's all there for everyone to see, Una, with your parking skills. Challenge number 2 was this week.
Yeah, and you know what? I wasn't too shabby. Not too shabby at all. Why are you looking at me like that?
No,
it's Why are you looking at me like that?
If you look at all the comments, you can see that it's like even the driving instructor did say, it's like, I didn't think she was this bad.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
That was pure lousy. Oh my God. That's so mean.
This is how we would have got on.
In the month of January, we've been set challenges. One of them is for me to do pranks for Una because she does the pranks every Wednesday. So she's handed them over to me. But there's a difference. I'm not making phone calls. She's sending me out and about with an earpiece, and Una's in my ear telling me exactly what to say. Basically, I am her prank puppet. We've done two already. The videos are up at This Is iRadio on our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Highly recommend if you want to laugh.
Really awkward.
Oh.
And I still haven't shown my family the last one in the taxi.
And you're picking your nose in the taxi and giving the taxi wet.
Yeah, then the cousin thing at the end, I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, you shifted your cousin in the taxi?
No, I didn't.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so with it would say, a little bit of fun. I'm like, yeah, cool, let's do it.
I'm loving January this year.
The fear when I have to do these is absolutely incredible. And I have another one to do next week, don't I?
Oh, yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Not looking forward to it.
No.
Genuinely, I've actually never felt more ill in my tummy. And actually, do you know what? I have felt more ill when I've been a passenger in the car, when you've been driving, because you've been doing parking lessons challenges, because we give you an awful hard time, which is well deserved about your actual parking.
It's not well deserved.
And your driving and everything like that. No, it is.
I'm an excellent driver.
You're not. Really?
I am, yeah.
The driver had to take the wheel. There is a car coming up behind me that I didn't see. But then I passed it the third time, Colin, so it's all good.
Hey! I said that.
That? You said what?
In private.
No.
I didn't think that was going to be aired.
Oh, that's aired.
Oh.
Yeah. Everyone's heard it now.
That was many, many years ago. And I have matured. I have blossomed. I have blossomed into an excellent driver.
5 years ago, and you've fallen into some weirdly bad habits. And well, some of those bad habits are not caring about what lines are in car park spaces. So that's why we set you this challenge. And today is bay parking. So basically reversing into a parking bay. Simple as that. Do you remember how it went yesterday?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, we do. Because we're all a little bit scarred from the whole thing. I nearly called in sick today because I was...
Oh, you were such an exaggerator.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not right for it. What happened when Una got her second lesson of how to park and we're doing reverse parking in an empty car park? Did she get it between the lines? Find out in the next few moments. All this month, we're doing something a little bit different, a little bit special. I'm doing it as pranks for her, but they're a little bit different, where I have to do them in person and I don't get to choose what to say. It's all been done for me in my ear, and I just have to repeat what you say. Those videos are awful, they're embarrassing. They're on iRadio at This Is iRadio on our Instagram, so Facebook, funny, and Twitter. Now, there's going to be another video up this morning, and of your second challenge, and that is to reverse a car into a space. You think that's easy? Well, we need to get to the location first, which was equally as terrifying. Shout out, though, to Colin from CMG School of Motoring in Coothill and Cavan.
Hi, Colin.
Absolute legend. Man of patience. And I think, as far as I know, he has actually taken all his School of Motoring stickers off his car because he gave up after you.
That's not true. That is not true.
Well, let's have a listen to see how you got on. This isn't the actual parking bit. This is getting to the location with you driving and all of us holding on for dear life. Do you know what? For the next one, I'm actually genuinely going to get a helmet.
You are such an exaggerator.
Am I?
You know what I did on my first time I did my driving test? I knocked over a road sign. And then the second time I did it, when I was changing lanes, the driver had to take the wheel. There was a car coming up behind me that I didn't see. But then I passed it the third time, Colin, so it's all good.
At least you can pass.
Yeah.
Okay. Straight through this roundabout.
Well, round the roundabout, not straight through. She'll actually go over the bushes here. Did you not check to your right, Una?
No, but I did. Look, I'm checking now.
That's your left.
Then we're going left again at the junction.
Okay.
6-7.
It's 6-7. Right, left. It's how I live my life. Don't slag me.
Okay, let's just explain what happens there. When you're told to go left here, you literally lift up your...
My right hand, because I write with my right hand. Therefore, I know the other hand is my left hand. It's a really good life hack.
But no, it's not.
It is a life hack.
Just know which is your... So think about it. Your accelerator is on your right, so that's where your foot is. Uh-oh.
I never thought about it like that. I never thought about it like that.
You're welcome.
That. Yeah.
And also, because you drive an automatic, your brake is also on your right, if you think about it. So you're using your right
leg. I'm using my right
leg.
I just use my right leg. Yeah,
You never use your left leg because you drive an automatic.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not allowed to drive the other one.
Yeah.
I didn't pass the I only passed the test in the automatic.
This is very, very...
Don't you judge me.
I didn't judge you.
I could see it in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm just surprised you passed. What?
What? Jesus Christ on a bike.
This is something you could have just done in life, Una, as in like, yeah, for your challenge, just figure out which is your left and right.
It's easy. That must be my left hand. So where are we going
it
now?
It must be my left hand.
Down here?
Straight ahead.
Straight ahead. Yeah. Straight ahead.
Around the bend.
Around the bend.
Did you read what the sign just said there, Una?
No, Granard.
Traffic stopped ahead. No, not the Granard. Traffic stopped ahead.
What does that mean?
We're going to turn right here.
What does it mean? What does the traffic mean?
We're going to turn right, so I'm going into this lane. Yeah. Looking in my mirror, man.
Checking
the mirrors.
We never stopped at the stop back there.
No.
What?
Una.
I did too. I think.
No.
What?
No. It's video evidence.
I didn't see it because you were too busy talking in my... You're very distracting. You can't come on my next lesson. I don't want you there. You're judging me. You're listening to me. You broke my confidence as well, by the way. I was speaking freely, you know, to who I thought was my confidant about my past experiences in my driving test. That, okay, I didn't pass. Yeah, I failed them.
087-1102-107. Does this sound like a bunch of excuses?
There was a stop back there. I didn't see it. Yeah. Jesus, you're really taking everything in, aren't you?
It's really good. I love it.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how terrified are you right now?
That's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were this bad.
Oh, hey! Where's the thank you button in this car? Where's the, do you know when you want to say thanks to the other drivers if they leave you out and you press the button in the middle?
We have to wait, obviously.
How are you, lads? How are you getting on? All right, kid. Am I carrying on?
Keep to the left of the white line.
Keep to the left of the white line.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, that's good advice, isn't it?
Left here.
Right, left, here we go.
Jesus Christ. It's actually, do you know what? You know, if you're terrified of going on a roller coaster, just go for a ride in a car with Una. It's equally as terrifying, do you know?
That...
This probably wasn't the best idea bringing into the school.
Oh, Jesus. Are they at school?
Yeah, they're in school. So it's okay.
Okay.
Keep going, keep moving. But we're going
to
reverse into one of these.
Turn your hair on.
We're going to reverse into one of these parking bits.
Oh, are we now?
Yeah. So we eventually got there to an empty school car park, and you were then challenged to park, and he was given you instruction of how to actually park it properly, reverse park into a parking space, which is the safest thing to do. Or yeah. Is it safe?
Yeah.
What?
I just feel like you're talking down to me and you're just being judgy. You're making things up about me and my driving.
Well, the thing is like, this is all on video, so like...
Loads of people sending WhatsApps this morning, me friend, Una.
There's this red headphone driving a car.
Yeah.
My God. I wouldn't like to be sitting beside a parking anyway. Holy Jesus.
We have eyewitnesses to people who've seen you try to park the car for your challenge of the month of January, Una.
If I was ye, I wouldn't be letting her sit in an iRadio car.
Yeah.
Jesus, bad branding for the company. That woman trying to park a car.
That woman.
Trying to park a car.
Ridiculous.
This is, it is ridiculous.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Fair play to you. Mm-hmm. Put your hand there, your own life in your own hands there. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'm a very brave soldier.
Jeez. Una.
And we haven't even heard her park yet. Are you ready for it? Is everybody ready? I'd love to get your reaction on this. This is Una, who has a full driver's license.
Don't start that.
Under instruction by CMG School of Motoring to show her how to reverse park a car in an empty car park in between two lines.
You have to pick out which one.
Okay, now, lads, we've stalled the ball here for a second, right? Where's the fan? Climate, fan.
It's on.
It's on now.
It's
so
on now.
Okay. How
Maybe
do I
press the top arrow?
This one.
Oh my God!
How do I get the video back in front of me?
What video?
Camera.
I suppose put it in reverse.
Oh, right. Okay, here we go.
She still hasn't figured out how to turn the air on the bloody thing.
It's probably going to be my bad. Okay, no.
We're going to reverse into one of the parking bins. You see the mirrors, the lines.
Which one?
Any available parking.
Anyway, yeah. You have a choice. There's about 20.
It's kind of like, you know, first thing in the morning when you have a choice. Yeah, you take up two spaces.
what you're hearing there is getting quite noisy. It's because the only button you seem to being able to figure out to clear the windows was full blast fan!
You're better off using your mirrors.
Okay, mirrors.
Pick the line.
Pick the line.
White line.
White line.
Are we moving?
We're moving. Are we stationary?
Here's my bell.
Oh, is it 10 past 10? Whoa! Stop it!
To the left, to the left.
To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left.
You see the lane, the white lane?
Whoa!
This lane. What? Like, you're in the center of it here.
Right?
Can you see what we see? You need to keep over here.
You're this person in line.
Woo!
Turn, turn, to the left, to the left.
Right there. Go left, right.
Yeah. Get, no, keep going left.
You're giving me bad advice,
left,
Colin.
Left, left. I never said go right.
But I'm not in there.
Keep going left, left. Yeah, yeah. Now sharp to the right. Back, keep moving.
How much damage do you reckon if there was cars there that should have been done?
Straight, straight. Keep going, keep going.
Oh, oh, oh.
I don't know what keep you're going, going, about.
All right, stop. Be inside the lines.
How inside the lines are you? Check out there. Like, is there room to get out? Not enough room to get out. There was another car there.
Will I do that again?
No. I'd like to see you do it in between two, like, Rolls Royces.
Who's going to pay for them?
I would just like everyone to know
that here we go.
I was on the line. I was on the line.
Not supposed to be on the line.
Says who? The parking police?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Between the lines. It's like, you know, when you're colouring in as a child.
Oh my God, here we go again. I'm back in first class with Miss O'Connor giving out to me for not staying inside the lines.
Yeah. So it still applies to, like, driving, you know, like, stay on the left-hand side of the road. Stay, you know.
On the left-hand side of the road, it's obviously.
Debatable half the time.
That's ridiculous.
That time that you went around the bend on the other side of the road, we're like,
that didn't happen. He's lying.
There is video evidence. The video will be up at This Is iRadio for you to see it and see how terrified that we look. Congratulations, Una. Lesson two done and dusted. How do you feel after it?
Yeah, I feel empowered.
Empowered.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything from it?
Confident. I've learned that I would like a new car that has a camera, an aircon, and that I can understand how to use.
Your car has aircon.
I know that my car, but I want the powerful one.
Your car also has a camera.
Does it? Oh, it's broken though. Broken. Broken.
What, did you back into something?
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go.
Every day, just after nine, we play a game called Truth or Trash. And this one in particular, I bored the living daylights out of Una with. You're such a brat.
Boring.
You're a brat.
You're boring.
You're a brat.
I'd rather be a brat than boring. Listen, you know what I was talking about. You'll thank me for interrupting him. Seriously.
Truth or Trash.
Okay. Starting with Donald with his fact. Will he be able to fool us with a real fact or a fake fact?
We'll see. There are people out there in the world that can taste words when they hear them. So that's what I'm saying. So when they hear a word, it's They get an immediate
I think that's true because some people associate words with colours. I'm kind of like that.
Can I have an example, please?
Okay. So this is going to sound weird, but...
No, not coming from you.
Oh, not coming from me.
No.
Oh, right. Okay, that's fine. Donal.
Well, I don't.
Who are you asking for an example?
You.
Of what?
It's not going to sound weird coming from you.
Oh, right.
Because you're weird anyway.
So, colours, like... this is going to sound... I've never even said this out loud. I don't
Good.
Know why. Oh.
This is what we're here for. It's a safe space.
So... when I was choosing names for my twins, this is going to sound really... I don't know why I'm saying this. So, Liam and Shodine were... And they were yellow.
Sorry.
They were yellow.
What do you mean they're yellow?
They were just, I associated them with the yellow. When I saw them, they were yellow in my head.
And what yellow and Jamie is associated and Sadie were with purple. What?
I don't know. I'm just saying...
Cowardly is usually yellow, isn't it?
No, you're not understanding what I'm getting at.
No.
You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
Definitely not.
Some people associate words with colours, and I had that experience.
Oh, sorry. I get you now. Sorry. So,
You like, stupid.
Green. grass. Green.
Like no, that? Not like that.
Banana. Yellow.
No.
Orange. Orange.
No, you're not. No. You're not getting me.
No.
No.
So the names that you did pick...
were purple. What are you laughing at?
Plums.
No! No!
Oh
no.
My God! Oh God! What is wrong with
what
you?
What were the other ones that I picked? I think Kara and Connell were orange then. The ones
Who?
That,
Kara and Connell were the other ones I was going to go with.
Carrick.
Like,
it sounds like a carrot.
Oh my God, stop it.
What colour is your name, Una?
I'm seeing it's coming up as green for some reason. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyway, what was your fact again? Anyway, and how did we get on to this?
You just started talking.
I should learn to shut up.
But no. You said true.
It is true that some people can taste words. Some people can see colours of words. Some people can taste them.
Okay. Well, that's the good answer. Yeah, it is true.
What?
And it's a recognised condition called synesthesia.
Oh, so it's a condition.
But it's related to what Una just said about seeing colours when you hear words. It's the same thing, but these people just taste foods.
It's so bizarre. Una sees colours with words, yet she can't smell the rain.
I can't smell the rain.
You said the other day you couldn't smell the rain.
I was bored of the conversation. I didn't want to continue it on, so I just said no. I can't smell the rain.
All right, it's my turn. Okay. You are an oddball. But no, that's not any news. Mine is animal news. And the reason I'm doing this is because there's new animal news, new discovery animal news. We now have a five-legged animal.
Okay.
A five-legged animal, and it comes in the form of a kangaroo.
Are the legs counted as in the hands as well?
Like, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So, yeah, marsupial.
What? You're saying a kangaroo has five legs?
Yes. When kangaroos move slowly, like when grazing, they use a unique gait called pentapedal locomotion. It's made of movement using their forelimbs, hind limbs, and their tail on the ground in sequence. The tail isn't just for balance. It actively pushes and supports the body forward, generating significant propulsive force. And because of this, tail functions much like a leg in this context. Researchers...
Only stop it. Okay, I get it. Wow.
I'm giving you actual facts. So you tell me what colours boring. You see when you hear names.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's trash.
I'm going to say true because I've seen them move and they do use it like a limb. Yeah.
Okay. You're happy enough with your answer, Una?
I am.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll give you a chance to change it if you like.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. Well, Una's right. It is trash.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some researchers do say that it is a limb, but technically it's not. So, right, sorry, not a leg, so it's not.
So it's still a limb. They just use it like that.
All right, Una, here we go. You've hijacked every other fact here. You've told mine, you interrupted my explanation with boring.
Because it was, and it was trash anyway, so you're giving people wrong information and spreading lies. You have a platform that you come on and spread lies on.
Oh my God, your aura is angering the angels around your greenness.
You don't
and your fourth eye can...
It's a third eye, and your pineal gland... Wow. Is blocked.
This is what happens when Una can't find any more purple snacks. She starts to get hangry.
No, that's not true. Right, I'm not hangry. And I have broccoli bites in the fridge.
Go
I'll
on.
Have you
Boring.
Know. Boring. They're not. They're actually lovely.
Boring.
The small amount of toothpaste we put on a toothbrush is called a nurdle. That's a nurdle, and I'm looking at a nurdle. Small amount of toothpaste we put on a toothbrush is called a nurdle.
The way she says it in her news voice then.
Nurdle.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard it called that before, but it's not to say it doesn't have a name, the little squirt you stick on. I'm going to say true, because it could be right, or Una might have just made up a word.
Lock it in, Donald. I'm going to lock in my answer with true, because I know it.
You know that to be true?
Yeah.
Well, that's typical of a nerd to know what a nurdle is. That is so typical of a person who has live, laugh, love signs all over their house. And a person who claps when the plane lands.
Do you know what you remind me of? Here's another animal fact. You remind me of a pregnant goldfish.
You can't... Twit. Oh, be careful what you say now.
You're a twit.
Pregnant goldfish. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh
that's God. What a pregnant goldfish is
you
called.
You just called me fat.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High Mornings.
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There we go. There is our Breakfast Rolled podcast. Thank you so much for having a listen. Like, share, subscribe. Get it on the new Go Loud app. We're back on Sunday here on iRadio from 9. And then Monday morning, 6 till 10 a.m. all the way through till Friday. We're looking forward to it. Lots more fun on the show next week where we get to, I suppose, experience another prank puppet.
Yeah. I'm sending you out and about again. And this will really test your manhood.
What? Wow. My manhood. Okay. And also, you have another parking challenge.
Oh, great. Can't wait.
Oh, look at you having to park a car and me being sent out into the wild.
The abuse.
All right. Have a great one. Thanks so much for listening.